everybody for coming. It's very nice of you. We really appreciate it. And especially everyone who was kind enough to come on our show, iterate, debug the iMore show for the last 2 years. We really appreciate it. We wanted to do something to say thank you, and we figured booze was the best gift we could give. So I'm just going to do some quick introductions. Guy English, host of Debug. Mark Edwards of Bajango. Seth Clifford of Nickelfish, the host of Iterate. Seth, you got your fixed up notification center?
Yeah, I know, and I noticed you teared up a little bit with the actionable notifications.
I did. The ability to answer an SMS and stop playing my video game is perfect.
Yeah. I think the changes to make it more robust on a professional level are going to be extremely useful to people, because it goes back to the whole car truck metaphor, right? If people are using iPads for that level of computing and we're still using Macs, that's the stuff we really want. That's the stuff we really need. That kind of extensibility of the displays, that kind of thing, processor optimization, battery optimization. So I'm thrilled with everything I saw today.
Mark, do you miss Guy's leather and torn paper?
I always miss guys like that. I think the only thing there, it's a really subtle complaint, but obviously there may be some confusion between, say maps and calendar, and they all look a little bit samey. But then again, it's not a huge deal, really. Everything else seems like a massive win, so I'll install it day one easily. And OpenGL 4.
Yes, that's awesome. There's a lot of really awesome. Great under the hood features.
What's OpenGL?
is it 4 or 4.3?
I don't know.
Because
it
should be 4.3.
I've been trying to log into the Apple developer site like all day, and it just has not been working.
You probably couldn't talk about it if you knew anyway, so...
Oh, you're probably right. Thank you for that timely hint. The AppNap feature seems interesting. I don't know how that's going to work. Because the apps that aren't visible on the screen stop rendering, which seems to... It seems that it could be problematic in terms of state. And what happens when you uncover the app? Is there a massive lag? And
I like to take apps, I load a page. The page is taking so long to load, I put something else over it, and now it's going to stop. And then when I pull it back, I'm still going to have to wait for it to load.
But battery.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's how it works. Yeah.
All right, new Mac Pro. It looks like Cylon technology.
You're a big fan? Okay, Peter Cohen loves it. So that's it. Good enough.
Peter Cohen is going to marry it.
He's really excited, and it's awesome to have good people here.
I have never been so aroused by a waste paper basket in my life.
I thought he was going to say something smart. I'm really sorry about that. Went out on a limb with that one. No, I like it. I don't know if Syracuse and those guys are here yet. They were recording earlier, and they've probably finished ranting by now. I think it's a big departure. I think it's re-envisioning the Mac Pro as not a motherboard that you slot random stuff into. It is now a device that does its own thing, and you plug things into the back to make it go. The fact, they've got two great GPUs on it, really good GPUs, but you can't swap them out.
It went from being an Escalade to being a Lamborghini.
Okay.
Well, no, because it's before you could throw anything you wanted into the back of it, and now there's no rear seating.
Well, it's like a Lamborghini, sure. But in a Mini Cooper body.
Mark, are you going to get one? Are you going to use it to run Bajango?
I'm just going to slide someone at Apple my credit card, and they can deduct as much as they want, and whatever they think is fair, and then just give me a Mac Pro, and I'll be happy. So, yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, that's the question. Is it going to be cheaper because it is smaller, because it's going to have everything on the boards? Is it going to be cheaper than the current Mac Pros?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Because it's basically disposable. If you want, you can't upgrade the graphics, so you're going to have to throw it away and buy another one.
Well, so here's what I was thinking. They talked about how fast the flash memory is going to be, or the flash storage is going to be, but they didn't say how much of it it was going to be. If it's a terabyte or 2 terabytes, that's going to be an incredible amount of money, basically. If it's only 128 gigs, a very small flash component in it, and they encourage you to just buy terabytes of outside Thunderbolt 2 storage, then that's a different value proposition. That's maybe you can swap out the brain every 2 years without too much expense.
Can we get a quick show of hands? Anyone here buying one of the new Mac Pros when they're available?
Oh, that's quite a lot of hands.
Some people are holding up two hands. That means, what, a server rack full of them?
Some people just want their glasses filled, pretty much.
That was a lot of people. It's a tidy business.
It was more... You know what? I want to buy one. I was excited to buy one. And then I realized that I've been doing quite well recently with like a pretty old MacBook Air. I'll probably end up buying any one anyway because I'm stupid and it looks kind of awesome.
But does Thunderbolt 2X mean Retina Thunderbolt displays?
Well, obviously that means there is the bandwidth there. So, yeah, sure. I mean, have you got one?
Not yet. It's on back order.
It seems technically possible, and obviously that's a precursor, and obviously Apple are working through the entire range, and they're adding Retina displays where they can to hit a price point. That's fine.
So is made in the USA a political statement? Because obviously for Mark, whether it's made in China or the US, it doesn't matter in Australia.
A symbol.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a boutique product at this point, and I think that with the limited audience, they can make that statement, they can bring that product back here and accomplish that and still deliver, you know, in the numbers that they're going to sell.
Ask Craig's opinion about what? Do you have anything to say about the Mac Pro, Craig?
About OS X, Craig?
You look so imposing. You know, you're standing there, you're judging us with those big, giant eyes.
I think it's going to be probably more expensive than we expect it's going to be. I think that's, you know, there's no mention of price today or any hint. It's not going to be cheap, but it's awesome.
What do you think about Made in the USA?
Yeah, there's probably some politics there more than anything. The comment about it being a boutique product, it's not going to be something they make millions of, you know.
Right. Look, sure, it's politics, but aren't they good politics? It's like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we're going to pay Foxconn workers more.
Right.
Well, that's politics, but good and healthy.
No, I'm gonna be getting one no matter what it costs.
I'm feeling I'm gonna do the same thing.
I got a crappy old Mac Pro that I've been hanging on, you know, and it's like no flash drive. You know, my MacBook Air is actually more enjoyable to develop on than my Mac Pro.
Yeah.
Just because of speed. But
like Peter, I'm excited.
Yeah. No.
Not in the same way, but yeah.
And it gave Phil Schiller a chance to say, you know, we don't innovate my ass. I mean, summed it up pretty good.
Thank you.
Craig just pointed out that Phil Schiller had the line of the night with, they say we don't innovate, my ass. Now, Don, did you have... Don Melton, who gifted us with Safari and...
We have an all-star cast here, and we just got them drunk. That's the best we could do with them.
So here's how you know the Mac Pro ain't going to be cheap. It's made in the USA. That's the tip of the hand. That's all I wanted to say there. But, you know, it's also Apple, and we don't make cheap, crappy stuff.
It's a good move. Don't you think that it's like that's... It's a good move. If you're going to make a premium product, if you can stick that label on it, you can command a bit more respect. You can get away with it a bit more.
Right. And, you know, the margins or the premium nature for it is to, you know, eventually pay for the R&D and pay for the cost. But, like, with the old Mac Pro, it was almost possible to personally know everyone who bought one. So, you know, I'm sure all of us in here want one, but it's not going to be...
My mom's not buying one.
Exactly. I might buy five of them. I don't know.
So one last question. Were you happy that Apple continued Safari?
I figured they were going to cancel it. Yeah.
Like retiring your jersey, right?
Yeah. And I've got a big, long email I've got to write to several of... my former folks and tell them great job, and I really like the design of tabs on iOS, and as soon as I see Darren on Friday, because I'll be at the retirement party of the guy who did calendar, and the big thing I'm going to give him a shake his hand and hug for is finally fucking killing the and congratulate him. You can retire now. But I'm going to tell Darren, nice job on that stuff. So,
first F-bomb of the night, courtesy of Don Milton. Thank you, sir. Does anyone want to talk about the new MacBook Airs? Haswell MacBook Airs, 9 hours battery life, 12 hours of battery life.
I talked myself into getting one today.
You bought one already?
No, I'm going to get one this week, though.
Mark?
Yeah, it seems awesome. I mean, it's just a nice upgrade. Obviously, there's a lot of people still hanging out for Retina, but obviously...
Do you care if it's Retina?
I don't think I'll personally get one, but I think it's a great upgrade. It's crazy, crazy battery life, so it's good.
Anyone else here buy a new MacBook Air? Who's waiting for Retina MacBook Airs? Way more people. Yeah, Craig says keep waiting. So basically, you still have the same choice you always have. You can have light, you can have Retina, or you can have battery life. Pick two of the three.
Yeah.
Are you going to smuggle a new MacBook Air into Canada?
No.
Okay. Should we talk about iOS?
Yeah, let's talk about iOS. Peter needs attention.
Yeah. Peter Cohen, The Loop, iMore, he wants to talk MacBook Air. I'm not going to take the mic from him.
Okay, so here's the thing about the MacBook Air that's really interesting. If you actually check the specs, every single one of the new MacBook Airs is a 1.3 gigahertz processor. So the old ones went up to like 1.8. So, you know, Apple's talking a lot about how they're 40% faster for graphics performance, but actually in terms of clock speed, they're slower. But, you know, because it's Haswell, we're going to get some benefit there anyway. But yeah, the big thing is you get the improved battery life. You go from 5 hours to 9 hours on the 11-inch models. You go from 7 hours to 12 hours on the 13-inch models because the 13-inch models have bigger batteries. So, or more battery capacity, I should say. So that's really interesting. But the other interesting thing is that they realigned the prices. The lowest priced one is still $999, but you get double the storage capacity to 128 gigs. It's 4 gigs across the board for all of them for RAM. And then the 11-inch bumps up to 256. So you actually pay $100 more for it than you would for the previous generation. But then the 13 inches are both $100 less. So if you're getting a 13-inch MacBook Air, you're actually getting more for less than you were before. Very, very cool systems. And basically, Apple's approach with the MacBook Airs is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They're the exact same size, the exact same weight as they used to be. They've just got better stuff under the hood. Dual microphones, just like the Retina MacBook Pros on our machines. So they'll be better for FaceTime, better for Skype, you know, better for messages, better for anything that you're doing audio chat with. Which I think is actually kind of a big deal. Because
sounds like you have two new loves, just not one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want all the hardware. So that's my thing on the MacBook Air.
Thank you. Peter Cohen. iOS. Mark, what do you think of the new design language?
Should we start with APIs first?
No, let's start with the new design language.
So some great new APIs. I guess this is still a beta, and I know there's probably a lot of really, really talented people that worked on it. And it's very difficult because it's such a dramatic change from iOS 6. And my head is still spinning, as I'm sure a lot of us are in the same state. I'm struggling to love it at this point. Obviously, you need to spend more time with it. But, there's certainly some amazing animation, some great, really, really nice touches. I love the parallax thing on the home screen. That was really cool. Definitely lots of functions in the UI that are new have been exposed. But I'm struggling with some of the icons and some of the choices made. I think were a lot less contrast, and just really it's going to make things a lot less usable. Like, it's not just a style choice, it's more actual usability.
Dave Wiskus, Unprofessional, Vesper.
Hello. I'm happy that we shipped an app 4 days ago and Apple didn't make it look stupid.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Somebody tweeted that it was one of the few icons that looked good on the home screen of iOS 7. And I'm happy to see Apple taking steps towards making the experience better rather than just making the visuals better. I think it's easy to keep iterating on pretty. It's hard to keep iterating on genuinely better. It's really cool.
So did they take a step back on pretty in order to iterate on...
No, I think they took focus away. I wouldn't say they took a step back.
All right. That's fair.
And that's a good point, though. I mean, aesthetically, it's always going to be subjective. Is something better looking? Is it not? I like it, personally. I know there's probably going to be a lot of people in the world, a lot of people in this room that don't like it.
Divisive.
Very divisive. And that was the one thing, the one rumor we kept hearing before today was, it's going to be divisive. It's going to be divisive. And, man, they were right. 100% on the rumor mill. For the first time ever.
It not only took your tags for OS X, it took your divisiveness for iOS.
Well, you know, good for them. No, I think it's a definite step forward in the right ways. They put the focus on the things that I would want to see focus placed on. And they did one really big, bold thing with changing the corner radius on those icons that everybody hates. And I'm interested to see how that plays out for all those games that have bezels.
People are going to be redrawing a lot of stuff.
That's not such a bad thing. It's an opportunity to make things better.
Do we have Brad Ellis here anywhere?
Come on down.
You need a microphone, Brad.
Can somebody get me a beer, Ankerstein? I'm not kidding. I'm serious.
So what do you think, iOS 7, Brad?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about the change. Are we not excited? Is that just me?
We are excited.
So much work to do now. I have something to look forward to. I'm really stoked about how this will change what everyone's doing over the next couple years. We had, when we started out, we had one aesthetic to look forward to. We learned about that aesthetic. We grew with it. We got bored of that. We moved on. You get apps like Vine that come out that have like a 4-pixel drop shadow of a constant color. Like, because they're like trying something new, trying the flat aesthetic. I don't know. Going in different directions. Now we have the platform saying, well, here's a new direction to go into. And now we get to learn about that direction with Apple. And we get to learn over the next 5 years about some new interesting things.
So you lost a lot of texture, but you got a lot of animatics and a lot of three dimensions.
Yeah, I'm super excited about
kinetics.
Kinetics, yeah. So, do you think that a lot of the Apple community held that previous aesthetic too dearly?
I do. I think they did. Because, we went from classic to Aqua, and then we hung out with Aqua for how long? I mean, a while, right? Like 12, 13 years?
Well, yeah, we moved in together, and we had a cat. The cat died. It tore us apart.
Now it's awkward.
Now it's awkward. Moving on to something new.
Yeah, so I think we have an opportunity now to learn a new aesthetic and to learn how to make... I mean, I think the challenge is going to be, what do we do with this new aesthetic to make it look like we're really good at it and not like we're just making wireframes? And so that'll be the fun part. How do we show that we're better than everyone else with something that's still very flat and not textured?
You have a lot of work ahead of you.
Hopefully, yeah.
You can contact Pacific Helm if you want any redrawing applications.
Absolutely. PacificHelm.com.
Do we have Mark Cuano here still? Mark! Come on down.
Oh, man. This is what you get when you ask a crowd for beer. Thank you. Here's Mark. So, what do you think, man? iOS 7. You were just saying some smart stuff right before, so.
Mark Cuano.
What's the question?
iOS 7, the new design language, the new kinetics. What do you think?
It's new. It's fresh. I think that was the main point, more than anything. New and fresh, right?
Do you think it's going to be a matter of personal taste? Do you think people are going to take a while to warm up to it?
Most good design is like that. I think so. I like it. I think it's a good foundation for them to build on for the next several years. I'm not sure about iOS 7. It's iOS 8, iOS 9, building on that foundation. It looks good.
So,
it's more versatile than iOS 6, building on that for the next few years.
So I have a question in terms of usability, though. For a lot of years, Apple's been carrying along the mainstream user group and keeping the interface very similar year to year to year and adding subtle features under the hood like, you know, fast app switching and notification center that most people don't need to see or touch. This represents a seriously radical departure from what most people are going to see on their phones. How do you think that's going to affect, like, the mainstream user group that has iPhones and doesn't think about this stuff the way that we do? They're going to wake up one day, hit an update, and then not know where anything is.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm not that smart.
It's not Mark's problem anymore.
Yeah. All I know is it's new and fresh. I
don't think it is fresh.
Anyone who tells you that they know the answer to that is a liar.
Absolutely.
I guess if this is seen as a starting point, then the change had to be made at some point.
Right.
And if it was deferred, then that may be bad from a strategy point of view. So, you know, even if there is some upset now, I mean, that's the thing that Apple is great at. It's rejecting legacy for the benefit of long term. So I guess that's how I'm interpreting iOS 7.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot about timing, right? Time will tell if it was too late to do this or too soon, or I don't know. I'm just trying to have a drink on you guys. I can hand this back over to you.
Thanks. Wait, hey, Mark. I got you a beer, man. Oh, you're drinking whiskey. Better than I am.
So, Guy, favorite new features, iOS 7. You hadn't even had time to think about it.
I guess the multitasking's good. You know what? Barcode scanning was on that list of APIs.
So, but the multitasking, basically, they're going to try to use some smarts to determine what app to use the most and give them better background access and also let them pull data when you're
yeah,
not
when
using
I say
them.
Yeah, I mean both the UI for switching apps and also that fancy pants Nest-like trying to predict what you're going to do.
A little WebOS-y.
The cards is definitely WebOS inspired, and I don't think anybody could pretend it's not. Anticipating when you're going to use an app, I think, is going to get weird, and I don't think they're going to quite capture it. But maybe they don't have to. Maybe it's just got to be close enough. Like, maybe it's like, you know what? I open Twitter all the time, and I very rarely open...
Stocks.
Well, frankly, ADN, which I love, but I check it once or twice a day, and I read it sincerely. Twitter, I just like, what are the jokes, you know? So.
I kind of saw all that background stuff as being, again, a plan for the future. It's like, obviously, in the future, the hardware's going to get quicker, batteries are going to get larger. So it seems like, again, they're setting it up. Even if maybe it's not ideal right now, it'll be something that will be brilliant for the next generation of hardware.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they'll, I mean, if they do send those statistics back to Apple about like how accurate they're being, that'll probably get way better way over time. But it could be one of those weird privacy things where they don't want to mess with it. You know?
Mark, any favorite features?
Yeah, again, head's still spinning a little bit. I think for us personally, there's the background stuff will be really, really exciting, and there's certainly places we can use that. Getting back to the icons, I know this is a small thing, but the actual masking changing, when I first saw that, when we saw the icons and you could actually tell that the corner radius was changed, I thought that was a big deal, but having had a little bit of time to digest it, I think it's not at all. So, yeah, I think there's other things we should worry about, not that.
Seth?
Is it Control Center, the thing that slides up from the bottom?
Yeah, that's a great touch.
That's huge. I've been wanting that for years and years, and so that's probably my thing.
Come on. Hey, man.
Dan Warren?
Yeah.
Macworld?
No question in particular. I just saw you out there. I wanted to say hi. Yeah. Hey, good. It's great to see you. I know. You're looking great. Did you have an interview or something? Oh, thank you. So, you know, do your thing.
I don't know what my thing is. I guess he's just expecting me to talk. It's such a pleasure to be sitting on this stage in front of you as though I am some way subservient to you.
Show pony.
Yeah.
Hey, monkey, dance.
You know I don't dance.
I know.
I'm very serious.
That's why I called you a show pony.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on stage. I don't want to take up your valuable time.
some thoughts about iOS 7.
Some thoughts about iOS 7. I made the mistake. Someone called me brave for installing the beta on my phone. I'd like to clarify, I'm not brave. I'm very stupid. Because right here, I'm going to put your hand out. Feel how hot that is. Yeah, that's like, it's like going to melt the freaking case off that thing. Yeah.
This is, it's made for Canada, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's nice. I will tell you that when you try to do anything in multitasking, it reboots the phone, which is a feature, I believe.
Right.
I'm a big fan of that one because I hate keeping my phone on all the time. It's weird. I was just talking to somebody and saying, I think the weird thing for me is it's like going to another country and you're like, you see the signs, you're like, oh, that's a stop sign because it's red and it's octagonal. But the fonts are different and the words are different. And so I'm like, it's like being in a different country. Like, right, you're sort of wandering around going, all right, I kind of know where everything is and how this works, but it looks totally unlike anything I've been using.
Judgment, but it feels a bit alien.
I think it's going to take a little time.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. I'm willing to give it a shot. So, I'm impressed.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure.
I kind of just wanted to say hi. Do you want a beer? I've got a free beer.
No, it's good. It's good. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
Draft Kennedy?
No.
What about Brent?
Brent
Simmons? He's still here? Brent? Did he leave?
He's probably having a cigarette. Whatever. Let's just stop drafting people and... Man, we got no more guests. We don't have any guests. We're just doing shit. Okay.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anyone else have something they want to say?
Okay, here we go.
So, has anyone else commented on the fact that one of the primary reasons to jailbreak is going away in iOS 7? Lock screen settings? Being able to turn on Bluetooth or Wi-Fi from your lock screen, is it not a big deal anymore, or have we all just become accustomed to the fact that we can't do it in stock iOS?
I think iOS 6 killed a lot of the jailbreak stuff, and this was just the final nail.
I'm not sure that being able to change that stuff without unlocking your phone is a good idea. Like, currently... you can find a phone on the street and not be able to see people's Twitter messages and email subjects and who they're from. With iOS 7, you can find any phone and swipe down, and there's a potential breach of privacy there, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Could go either way. I think in most use cases, you were right. It's better. In some cases, it's bad, you know? So I still don't know.
That's got to be a setting, right? Like, you can set your phone to not use Siri from the lock screen. So it's probably the same thing, I would hope.
We also got iBooks and Maps for OS X. You can read comics on the Mac now?
No.
Brent Simmons? You're here. Can I give you a mic?
Do you want to talk about anything?
Another mic back there.
Why? Fuck that mic. Not that mic. The other mic.
Hi, I'm Brent. Hello. I heard my name, but I don't know why.
We wanted to know your thoughts on OS X on iOS.
On the new releases today?
Yeah.
I have barely paid attention to the news. I don't know what's going
Apple
on.
Apple had an event today, Brent.
I got up around 2 p.m. and I looked at Macworld, and just enough to be barely credible, I really know nothing.
We'll edit this part out.
Good.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I got nothing.
Thanks, Brent.
You see, we should have ended on the high note of that last question. You want to?
I think we're done.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, Mark. Last words.
I think this is definitely a wait and see. I think all of it. We just have to wait and let it sink in. Spend a bit of time with it. I'm also hoping that I know Apple generally don't. Iterate on the design during a beta, but I'm hoping that they certainly tidy a few things up. It seems like it could definitely be something great, but
it's
not happening
yet. Is the fact that iPad wasn't ready today mean that maybe they're still working on everything?
Well, obviously they've changed a lot of things, so it's going to take a while to you know, let the glue set. And
Seth?
I would tend to agree with Mark. I think it's the kind of thing that's such a radical departure that we just have to see how it actually feels when we're using it. Looking at it now, watching the videos is one thing, and you can formulate an opinion, but until you're actually using it day to day and interacting with it, I think it's going to be a very different assessment at that point.
I think OS X and the Mac Pro knocked it out of the park. I think iOS is going to be something I'm going to be thinking about for the next week. Guy?
Yep. Yeah.
You're assenting to all the above?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. I think everybody pretty much agrees. Yeah.
All right, so Mark, where can people find out more about you?
Mark Edwards on Twitter or Mark on app.net. That's Mark with a C. And Bajengo.com for all of our apps.
Seth?
I'm Seth Clifford on both Twitter and app.net. And to see our work, nickelfish.com.
Renee Ritchie, imore.com.
I'm the guy at the bar.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Can I get everybody's attention? And by everybody, I mean all of the drinkers in the back. I will wait until everybody pays attention to me. If you see somebody behind you talking, please ask them to turn around and pay attention to the stage.
Quiet down! Exactly.
Thank you, everybody, for coming, and thank all of these guys for footing our bar tab. Right? Yes. We have reached the portion of the show where we will be handing out some awards, so I'd appreciate everybody's attention as they get that started.
Awesome.
All right, back to the show. Quiet, everybody.
So we're doing this thing. I never liked the Hall of Fames that have been happening for iOS because they honored people who just made apps immediately, and they gave out tons of them. And we really, really love developers. We love apps. We love everything that they're doing, and we wanted to do something meaningful. So we decided that we're going to take apps that have been in, that have been out 5 years or longer, that have really changed the industry, and that we're only going to pick five a year, a maximum of five a year. So we have last year's winners. We have this year's winners. We've got awards made. We're going to hand them out fairly quickly. The first ones, and I'd like Craig Hockenberry to please join us here for a moment. Whether you know this or not, almost all of Twitter's existing memes and brandings originate with one company, and that company is not Twitter. That company is, in fact, the Icon Factory. They have been first in the App Store for the iPhone, first in the App Store for the iPad. If they make an Apple TV SDK, Craig will probably be there day one. So we have this for Craig.
Thank you.
And we have this for Ged, because he says that Craig always keeps all the awards.
Thank you.
Good. He's done. Next, I'd like to ask Don Melton to join us for a moment. Back before there were apps, Apple proffered a sweet solution called web apps, and they were built on the back of Safari. Safari, if you've listened to Don's episode of Debug, began as a project at Apple. He was brought in, and their team knocked it out of the park. So on behalf of your team, we'd like to say thank you for Safari.
I'll be giving this to them.
Thank you. So I don't think this one is here yet. So Marco, Casey, and John are busy recording their podcast at Macworld. But about 5 years ago, a guy in New York decided that there could be a better way to save stuff to your iPhone that you wanted, you know, to read at your leisure. So he sat down and he coded up an app called Instapaper. And it became kind of popular. And then he sold it. So now that he's retired to a life of leisure, hopefully to read more Instapaper stuff, we're going to give this to him. We're going to put it aside, and when and if they show up, we're going to pass it on to them. So Marco Armont. Now, this next one, and I don't know if he's here yet either, but there was a guy who came out of nowhere, started making a Twitter app. No one knew where he was or who he was. He'd been working at Apple. He sold that to Twitter. Then he made a game called Letterpress. This one is for Lorne Brichter. And we'll give it to him after the show.
So we'll do this one now. It's okay.
So the next one is a multi-part award. Back before there was an app store, app started in jailbreak. Twitterific started in jailbreak. another app called Tap Tap Revolution started on Jailbreak. It went to the App Store on day one, and it went to number one on the charts. It started off with a gentleman named Nate True, who could not be here tonight. And then it landed in the hands of Guy English and Louis Mantilla. And it proceeded to start an empire that was later bought by Disney. So if Guy English is still here and not lost in the bar... There he is. Tap Tap Revenge.
No, wait. He's just doing this to make me look like an asshole. Like, that's not... Thank you.
And Louis couldn't be here. He actually jumped in a cab to avoid iOS 7. So I'm going to ask if Brad and Jesse could accept this on his behalf. Absolutely.
We are happy to take full credit for all of Louis Mantilla's work. Thank you, everybody.
And the last ones is for one of the first iOS games, I believe the first iOS games on Jailbreak. It was called Lights Off, and it was made by Adam Betts and Lucas Newman. And we're going to hold these on their behalf and deliver to them as soon as it's acceptable. Lights Off. That's it. That's the end of the formal program. Everyone, sorry. Oh, one more. Sorry. The last one is for Ocarina, Dr. Ge Wang, who showed us that you could blow your iPhone and make beautiful music. Yeah. And we'll give this to him, too. So that's the end of the formal program. The bar is open. Please enjoy yourselves. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming. Thank you, Guy. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, all of you. Jesse, oh. And we'd like to thank Jesse for helping us put all this together. Thank you very much, Jesse.
And I'd also like to thank Renee, and especially big, big, huge thanks to Mobile Nations because they're the one paying for the bar. So thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Get as drunk as you can possibly handle.